Cheryl.
Joined.
Hello, everybody. Chawa is coming.
Hello, Hawa. Cheryl here.
Joined.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
Good.
Good, yourself?
Joined.
Okay, thank you.
That's good to hear.
Bonjour, bonjour.
Oh, bonjour, my...
Bonjour. Mon ami.
Comment allez-vous, madame?
Bien, merci.
I was just waiting for you a few hours ago. Today, Cheryl Awa. Je disais juste que je vous ai attendu pour le... Mais je sais que tu pouvais pas, mais je vous ai attendu pour le XCOM tout à l'heure. C'était...
Sébastien.
Oui.
How are you?
Fine, fine, fine.
Je parlais de mon ordinateur, Catherine. Mon sac est d'ordinateur.
Nick.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello. Well, Evan's writing, but he's not technically online, which is tricky.
Darlene.
Joined.
Hello, Darlene.
Hey, Cheryl, how's it going?
Oh, it's going fine.
It's just a little early in the morning for Cheryl.
It's early in the morning for Cheryl, followed late in the evening for Cheryl. Nick was talking to me well after midnight as I was driving home from another ICANN-related meeting that I thought would be finished by about 10:30 and didn't. Never mind.
Yeah, but Nick never sleeps and has no life. You know that.
It may look like that. It's actually an illusion.
I thought that was a criteria for doing anything volunteer or otherwise with ICANN.
Right.
It's difficult to resist that scenario, it's true.
I think it's almost a vampiric organization. It sort of gets hold of you and then just takes more and more. I suppose it'd be smart if I actually opened up an agenda.
Matthias.
Joined.
Hello, Matthias.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Can I ask you when you open the summit chat to make it easier for people who may not be in a particular time zone or not at their normal computer, could you put the link to the agenda into the chat as well, please?
Sure.
Thank you. It's something that a number of the ISOC chats have started to do. They actually often put it in the heading even. And I must say, it's very handy.
All right, and it's a good idea.
you can insert. Do we have many dial-outs for today?
Only one, only Hawa, and I think she's already on the call.
Hawa is here, so that's great. We don't need to wait for anybody in terms of technical difficulties. Evan has mentioned he's on a call and will be a few minutes late. I think it's appropriate that we wait for him to join if that's possible. And do we have Wolf is online? Is Wolf on the call yet?
1 second. He doesn't seem to be on the call at the moment.
Okay, well, again, it's...
And we received apologies from Gareth Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
And Vanda was unsure if she was able to make it.
Yeah, I think she's probably...
stuck on an airplane.
Yeah, 38,000 feet is hard to make a call all the time.
Yeah. She actually had two calls today. Two flights today.
Oh, well, the price you pay.
So we're six at the moment.
Okay. We might give another couple of moments then. One thing I might, at the risk of repeating it again later, I've already been in contact, because of having to contact Stacey, with the going to Cairo paperwork that we've all received, those from the ALAC anyway. And I have asked whether or not we could, as the summit working group, get a couple of possible time slots, not necessarily long time slots, but... Cheryl.
Left.
Oh, no.
In mid-sentence, no less.
Yeah. What's happening?
Oh, it's that snake. It came back again.
Yeah, it's weed on the phone.
Joined.
It's like stereo little bleeps.
I'm not on a Skype chat. I feel so left out.
Who is that?
Darlene.
Oh, Darlene.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Darlene, on the chat.
It hasn't
I think
come
she's
up
not
yet.
Online. Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Particularly inflammatory. It didn't seem reasonable to cut me off, but anyway.
We were just
yes.
Surmising that the snake was weeing on your phone.
Oh, again?
No, well, there was this awful white noise and then an engaged signal. And I thought, oh dear, that's a bit sad. However, what I have asked Stacey is if she could let me know, particularly on the Saturday when the summit planning is going on, if there's a couple of short time slots that he might be able to pop her head in so we can discuss some of the travel logistics and indeed get some information about the meeting space, because obviously the logistics, the breakout rooms and things, you know, she should be able to give us some information on. So that's my homework. I was just reporting in on my homework.
is that not for this meeting, but for Cairo, right?
Oh, yes. Well,
yeah, Nick Tommaso, the new head of meetings, will be there, too. We could get him.
Oh, good. Well, yes, we could perhaps line him up. That would be most useful.
Yeah.
In fact, Nick, can you make sure that's on my to-do list?
Indeed, or I can just do it for you, actually.
Even better, save me doing it. That's fine.
I can just send a note and copy you in and, you know.
Mm-hmm, good. But obviously that affects the logistics group, and I thought it was fairly important that...
I know a fair amount about the space. Pardon me. I know a fair amount about the space there because I had a long talk with Nick and Stacey the other day. I forget what day it is now.
Well, might be quite appropriate for you to fill us in on some of that, particularly because it will become part of the meeting record. And then the logistics people can access it.
Almost sounds like banter.
In my absence, Devon join us in my absence or not?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, coming up to 8 minutes past our start time, we have had some apologies listed, and we've had our... dial out confirmed. Howard is with us. Who from? I know we're waiting for Evan. Who from the planning agenda planning the subcommittee is here? Darlene, are you on that one?
Yes, I think that's the one I'm on.
Darlene, you're probably on both, if truth be known.
I think I am, too. It's like if there's something comes up that I know how to do, I just jump in.
So without putting you too much on the spot, I'm unaware of a great deal of activity that's gone on between Paris meeting and now, but I'd be delighted to be told I'm wrong. I assume there's been much thinking going on. It just hasn't translated into modifications on the wiki. Is that correct?
Yes, as I posted, I think about 10 days ago, there was a request from Danny asking what is the actual state of art at the moment, and I told him there was not so much going on over the summer break, and I think this was partly due to the fact that the summit was postponed from Cairo to Mexico, which gives us somehow more time in the planning procedure, and therefore there was no hectic on the list anymore. And I think we now have to catch up and to be well prepared for Cairo. And I'm very grateful that there was this information submitted by the staff yesterday about the provisional outcome of the questionnaire so far. This is the basis, in my eyes, this is the basis for the further planning of the content sub-working group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's excellent. Is there someone from the logistics working group here now?
I've seen that Evan will dial in later because he's still kept in another meeting.
Another meeting, okay. Well, just to look at what we can do in terms of logistics, I mentioned about having contacted Stacey to get part of her time while we're together in Cairo doing planning, but Nick has just suggested and quite sensibly offered to follow up and get the new... Director of Meetings? What is this man's title, Nick?
General Manager of Meetings, I think that's what it is.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. We have a new General Manager of Meetings, and it'd be nice to get him along as well, and Nick's going to follow up on that. And Nick also knows a little bit about the actual meeting space, so perhaps whilst we're waiting for Evan in terms of a bit of a logistics report, you could fill us in on, I assume we're not sitting in a great big open corridor, what is going to meet us in Mexico, Nick?
Well, firstly, the Intercontinental is the host hotel, but because of the number of at-large attendees, there's actually a hotel that is literally the front door is directly across the street from the front door of the Intercontinental. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that basically Ikan would take over.
Immediate reaction, aren't you, Nick? Immediately.
Well, no. I mean, it's simply it's because it's so many rooms. But there are other good sides to this. It's a boutique hotel that has only 140 rooms. Soon I'll be able to put up a page, and you can actually browse them all. And it's very nice. Honestly, they've seen it. They said that, you know, the rooms are all first rate. It's very nice. But it also has a fair amount of meeting space of its own. And we think that we can just basically hijack a lot of it. There's a room which holds 200 people. It splits into two, but their biggest room holds 200 people, which would be fine for the plenary sessions in particular. But then it can be easily broken down into two. And there's several other rooms down to about 10 people in size, which,
yeah,
of course,
okay,
that would be good for the you know, the planning staff and volunteers who are involved in actually running the meeting.
Yes, actual support. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, we will also have some space across the road in the Intercontinental, but the room requirements for Cairo are great enough that even if the summit hadn't been there, ICANN would probably have taken over at least some of the meeting rooms in the hotel across the street, because part of the 10th anniversary events are going on in Mexico.
Okay.
So it sounds very good. I was particularly concerned because I know staying near ICANN venues doesn't always mean you're actually all that near. But I've actually seen a picture of the distance between the two front doors, and it's not a very big street. Even.
You're telling me that my concerns about the security and safety, which normally only go as far as the RALO people we bring along and whatever ALSs, if there's a regional meeting, will not be an issue at the Mexico meeting. Is that what you're
saying? I mean, we touched on the security thing very briefly, but there will be more discussion about this. I think it's well known that Mexico City is somewhat infamous
yes,
with respect to kidnapping and this kind of thing. So certainly everyone was aware that people couldn't be far, the people cannot be stretched around all over the place. Yes, but obviously that's already a consideration for them, and I'm sure that it will be brought up by not just you all, but other members of the community, just in general, about being in Mexico City.
Thank you for that. Are there questions from anyone on this call to Nick about the logistics, the location, how we will be managing our space?
No, so far to me it's all. No, so far to me it sounds it sounds good. It sounds promising. But perhaps if Nick or Steph could provide some more detailed information in Cairo.
Oh, certainly. Certainly. Photos, everything by then.
Okay.
They just don't want to say, here's your hotel, until they've actually confirmed that, A, we can have the rooms, and, B, we can have the meeting space.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. I think it is important, though, for example, the logistics group preempting some of their concerns, but I'm sure so many of us have done large function planning before. It's all very nice having rooms available, but there's a timing and scheduling difference if they're on, for example, different floors. So there's just all of that nitty gritty stuff that needs to be looked at if you're trying to move groups of 20 or 30 people two or three floors apart. That's something that affects your scheduling. There are some real logistical reasons for us to have that information. One of my questions, Nick, is are we going to be, less visible from the PR point of view to the rest of the ICANN community across the road?
I brought this up, and I said that that one of the major concerns that you all had said, and which I very much shared for what that's worth.
Evan Leibovich
joined.
Oh, good. Hey, Evan.
Hey,
was that the meetings should appear to be entirely connected? they shouldn't appear separated or feel separated to people. And so if, for example, we were going to use some meeting space across the road, it's important that the whole event not take place across the road, that there be meeting rooms in use by the At Large Summit on both sides of the street, and likewise for the main meeting, so that people were routinely used to going back and forth to attend meetings.
That's very important. Thank you for doing that, Nick. That's great. We'll obviously all need to reinforce that with the new meeting manager, whose name escapes me, and I know I should know it because his name's been on enough emails to do with the Trans Silo thing. Can you just refresh it for the record?
Nick Tomaso.
Tomaso. T-O-M-A-S-O-E?
T-O-M-A-S-S-O.
Oh, okay. That's
first name dot last name at ICANN.org.
And certainly, I think logistics will need. Yes, go ahead, Wolf.
I would like to add something to Nick. I think at the occasion of the 10th anniversary of ICANN, a user summit would be, in my eyes, as a media journalist and somebody who is quite familiar with public relation matters, would be a unique opportunity to add a certain added value to the anniversary conference, because this could be used as a kind of a proof that ICANN is going public, that ICANN is going to be bottom-up, ICANN is doing this and that, etc., and it would be a perfect justification for this kind of bottom-up approach.
Uh-huh. Certainly. I think
we should really play this card.
For what it's worth, I made that point quite strongly in person in Marina Del Rey in August. In other telephonic meetings and most recently on the phone. And everybody understands the importance of this, and I said to them that part of making part of highlighting the importance was that we should, we should actually try and design the main conference in a way around the events in the summit, and not the other way around. And to that end, that's part of the reason why I proposed that sort of that spreadsheet-based and grid-based system to basically say, here are all the meetings and here are the technical requirements. So that, you know, very early on, it would be, you know, pretty clear what was going on when and what events were related to the summit, and that everyone else would be able to then schedule things in a way that didn't conflict to the extent possible. Obviously, I don't control what everyone else does, but I know that Paul Levins has said that this is an important part, the head of corporate affairs, who does all the public phase of ICANN. Paul Toomey said the same thing. So,
just a reminder, Nick, you were asked by Howa on chat, but a reminder for all of us, that we do have people on this call whose first language is not English, and it is quite useful if each of us not only speak a little bit slower, but I try and indicate speaking, and most people have got used to my voice, but also just mention who you are if you've not been a regular voice in everybody's ears. It's quite useful. To that end, Evan, and now that you're with us, I can only say if this is your fifth teleconference for the day, you've probably almost gone beyond numb. But,
that is very accurate.
To bring you slightly up to speed in terms of logistics, we have discussed, and Nick has an action item to ensure that we have time with the meeting planning people, including the new general manager of meetings in Cairo, so we have a very clear and very interactive concept of and what the logistics that the challenges might be. Are there any questions or indeed any reports and concepts that you would like to bring to us?
Well, just remember that remembering that the original thing that we had planned was to have the summit for, I think, 2 days before the regular meeting started. I'm very pleased to know that there's an intention by the summit, by the conventional meeting organizers, to try and better integrate the summit with the rest of the week's meeting. So I'm just very happy to know this is happening, and I look forward to meeting with them.
Yes. To move on to the agenda, the draft session schedule, which fits really in both subgroups as far as I'm concerned, because it is both content and logistics. Have we all had time to look at that, and are there discussion points that anyone wishes to raise at this meeting?
Cheryl, I would like to ask something to the staff. Actually, it repeats a question I posted about a week ago.
Uh-huh.
It's a point, as far as I have realized or counted, the participation or the return of the questionnaire was not as good as I was hoping it would be. And I was not too optimistic, but in Paris we said, we now wait and see how many returns of questionnaires we will have. Afterwards, there may be a need to push ALSs in the various regions who have not filled in the questionnaire so far to sign it in, because we also discussed in Paris that filling in the questionnaire would be a kind of a precondition for participating at the summit itself. If this issue is still valid, I think it now would be very useful to immediately start with an appeal and with a memo in the various RALOs to get all those ALSs who did not fill in the questionnaire so far.
Wolf, that is an excellent point. And in fact, the minutes of the AP RALO meeting held, good heavens, yesterday. In fact, it builds very much on that concept, where AP RALO wishes to leverage the summit and the ability to show that you are wishing or willing
joined
to fill in the summit questionnaire as a precursor to being funded to attend, as a leverage tool to renew and increase participation by the ALSs that are having a slightly lower participation rate to others. I think that's very timely, and perhaps we could throw to Nick here to ask which is the best way forward for us to do that in an organised manner, particularly because I am very aware that Nick and Matthias are pretty much snowed under at the moment.
Yeah. So my offer will be, I will support the staff. I will take care if Sebastian and Rudy may help or support me in this matter to push the European ALSs to get the best result possible in terms of participation at the survey. That means filling in the questionnaire finally.
I can only support that, and I'm sure most of us on the call would. What is important, of course, is that we need to remind the ALSs that even though the closing date advertised has passed, we are making a new or an extended period, and to give sufficient time between now and Cairo when this data is going to be essential. I think that's very important. Nick, go ahead.
Yes, I would also note that we have better contact lists
for all authorized ALS representatives than we did when the survey began. And so it's entirely likely that there will be more people who would respond. And we can certainly provide the list of in particular, who has not responded. But it would be a great help to us if perhaps someone in each region could do the outreach. I think it also that people will possibly respond better to someone from the community than they would one of us, maybe. Maybe not.
Well, sometimes to do it doubled fixes better, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Well, Cheryl?
Certainly, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I've had my hand up for a while here, if I may.
Sorry,
it's Darlene here.
I didn't see your hand. I apologize.
Just on several points, yes. Number one, yes, the secretariats could definitely help in getting the word out to those ALSs that haven't. And since we do have the list of who have submitted and who hasn't, with the in the summit questionnaire that we have right here on the on this meeting agenda, it's easy enough for us to do that. However, I also want to stay away a little bit from the idea of pushing them to do so. If an ALS cannot answer a simple questionnaire, do we want them there? Are they going to be prepared to be there? Are they going to have done their homework if they can't fill out a simple ALS? a simple questionnaire. You know what I mean. The North American Rally, we have sent out several reminders. I sent one out just again today. I'll resend it out tomorrow saying that the time slot's open. But that's about all the pushing I'm willing to do because, as I say, if someone can't do a simple, a questionnaire so that they can get travel to find out more about this stuff, then obviously they don't want to go that badly. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Darlene. I think you may find that each RALO will have a different approach to that. The Asia-Pacific is of the exact opposite view. We believe that this is a leverage opportunity, and certainly the acting chair will be making personal outreach. And I suspect that Europe and AFRALO may have their own approaches as well. That said, you look at who is actively involved in an ALS, for example, an ALS which is already involved in policy, perhaps putting in comments directly to ICANN, they may feel that they don't need to be benefited by the inner service education that the summit offers. And if that is the case, then we need to be able to contact them to say, you sharing your successful method with an ALS which is trying to discover a best way to have participation would be invaluable. So there's a full spectrum of possibilities. Did you have your hand up a second time, darling?
Nope, that was it. That's all. Now, I found what you said to be very interesting, but I don't understand what you mean by a leverage opportunity that the AP RALO is seeing that as. Can you explain?
Yes, I'm happy to do that. AP RALO, for example, wishes to discover a few regional answers to questions such as, is the timing of our monthly calls, because we go from the Arabic community to New Zealand, there is a few time zones in there. Is the current timing of our call optimum for all the ALSs? Is the frequency of our regional work and calls optimal? Who else wishes to participate in working groups where they may assume, oh, well, we have these people doing this particular work, they don't need me to be involved. So to open a dialogue with the ALSs within our region, we are actively going to use the summit here and the summit in Mexico as a way of refreshing those issues and getting those answers from the ALSs.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
going back to the session schedule, do we have some particular, this is the one put together by staff, the draft session schedule. Is that a appropriate starting point for the planning to run in Cairo?
Cheryl, I would like to add another proposal from our from my point of view, from the subworking group on content.
Certainly,
if we now extend the deadline to the, let's say the last moment is before Cairo, we give them a last opportunity to send back the questionnaires and then to add up the results we have in the list submitted by the staff so far. I would be prepared to come to Geneva and to see Nick, Matthias before Cairo and to discuss the final result of the returns from the questionnaire, to have a solid basis for discussion, for programming, for agenda setting in Cairo. I think this would help us a lot to be well prepared the very moment we start fixing a program in Cairo.
Are we all in agreement that the closed date, the end closed date, or just before Cairo, and some prior planning in preparation for the Cairo meeting is a best way of going? It seems sensible to me. Any other comments?
For sure. No, I agree.
Okay, well, I guess we need to choose a date which allows for that preparatory meeting on the data. What dates would you be proposing, Wolf?
Well, I would say it's the last week of October. If we let's say give them up to the 27th or the 28th at the utmost. This would give us another 2 days really to sit down and to include the final responses we may get until this final deadline, and to make a final balance and to show up in Cairo with a consolidated version of the results from the survey.
Nick, does that work from the
logistics? Sorry, I was just answering a question. What date are we speaking of now?
The close 28.
So allowing people to respond up to the 28th?
Yes, or 27th.
It does work. All I would say to you all is that the week right before a meeting for the staff is impossible, almost impossible. You basically don't sleep. And this meeting is looking, for whatever reason, to be worse than previous ones. So setting things for us to do in that week is probably not the best recipe for us to actually get it done. Just being very candid.
Thanks, Nick. The week before, would it give a bit more space to you?
Yeah, it would be a great help.
If we would say the 22nd latest.
Wolf, you are a mind reader.
Well, I perfectly understand the concerns raised by Nick, and I think we shouldn't bring them into any more troubles than they have anyhow. And therefore, well, in my eyes, it gives us more than 3 weeks or almost 3 weeks from now. And I think 3 weeks for final deadline, if we push them from tomorrow to fill in the questionnaires and to send them as soon as possible, but the final deadline, if we fix it to the 22nd, and okay, among us, if one or two are arriving the 23rd, so it still could be considered. But I think this sounds quite reasonable.
Any other comments from callers? I think you have general agreement with that proposal.
Okay.
We need to let the leadership of each of the RALOs know. And, for example, we do have somebody on this call from each RALO, but I think it's important that a single formal announcement perhaps goes out as well on behalf of the summit working group. That has twofold response. It reminds the rest of them that there is, in fact, a member-based summit working group working at the moment, and it might get us some additional assistance. And I would like to suggest that we offer a contact person from this working group who will be available to talk or advise or just give background information on the summit to whomever is going to be managing this from the RALO's point of view. Obviously, I'm happy to work with Kia Tarana, who is our acting chair at the moment, but I'd like to have minuted perhaps a name that can go out with that announcement to say who can be a contact.
I'm fine with that if nobody else wants to, Darlene here.
Darlene, I sort of thought you might end up being the one from North America.
Joy or bliss.
At least today.
Who's going to put their hand up from Europe?
Well, if it's not Sebastian or Rudy, I will raise my hand.
I think that's perfectly valid, and in fact you would probably be doing the follow-up anyway.
Okay.
Europe has an advantage with you being both the chair and the summit working group lead on one of the subcommittees. And Africa, Hawa, will you be able to work with the chair of AFRALO? Sebastian, can you
pass me? I follow all the conference. I hope for the new date for the ILS questionnaire, you join to staff of the secretary to help the staff.
So you are suggesting that AFRALO would work through the secretariat, not the chair?
Yeah.
Okay. We should note that and ensure that
but
the secretariat knows.
But you know, not only for AFRALO.
Go ahead.
But
go
not
ahead,
only
Hawa.
For AFRALO, but all the RALOs.
May I make a comment there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the question. Okay.
Hawa, I understand your perspective, but it is not currently possible for us to get replies from the AFRALO Secretariat without often multiple week delays.
Ooh.
So I don't believe that it is that's an option that works. I'm sorry to say it, but I think we need to be candid here and not put ourselves in a situation where the planning of something for everyone is retarded.
I think that's very important, and obviously would you suggest there is a a different pathway for Afralo to take, Nick or Matthias?
It's difficult to say what would work other than personal telephone calls. Even when we do that, it often requires many, many tries to reach people. Yeah. It's very time-consuming.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
I'm sorry, but it's just not on the cards right now, time-wise.
Okay. Can I ask then, because it is essential that the emerging ICT areas in Africa are included here, if Howa and the rest of the executive and the leads, being Evan and Wolf on the two subcommittees, could perhaps meet outside of this meeting to try and find a way forward. Matthias, be in a better position to act as staff liaison with that subgroup?
He's booked up and then some, to be honest. We're both... You better go to me, and I'll just tell you what I can do. But
okay, Nick. It's just I think we need to make a special case here to follow up in a slightly different way to the other RALOs.
I'm completely sympathetic with that. I just don't know how to do it right now.
Okay, well, I'm sure creative people will come up with things. Wolf, Evan, Howa, are you in agreement with that, Sebastian?
I entirely agree to this, and please, Nick, in this case, as far as summit preparation is concerned, please feel free, and if you need any support, just let us know.
Well, thanks for that.
Okay. Going back to who's putting their hand up, we will be working in AFRALO via the chair, and that's settled. Can I ask from LACRALO's point of view, Andreas and Sylvia have been both involved. Andreas is on today's call. Are you able to pick up the contact and work with the secretariat or whomever is appropriate in LACRALO?
Sorry, Shane, is it on that? We are in...
Go ahead, Andres.
Hi. I was a bit behind in the last meetings of the Summit Working Group, and in LACRALO we are making a difficult election for one of the representatives to ALAC, so we are not discussing this items, but I would like to catch up with the whole questionnaire summarizing and encourage participation, because I strongly believe not having the results, but I strongly believe that LACRALO of participation is very weak in this questionnaire. So I'm going to put the issue back in the agenda of in the LACRALO's agenda. I'm going to try to make Sylvia in the same way that me, because she was committed with this working group. She was in the content group, and I wasn't. But we are really behind, so I don't have some news about LACRALO's work in this issue. I'm going to try to catch up. This is the only thing I can say.
Thank you for that, and Andreas, can I suggest that you and as Wolf and Evan have pointed out on chat, it might be useful for yourself and Sylvia and indeed Vanda to have a Skype chat or phone call to re-energise and to ensure that this extension is responded to by the LACRALO ALSs. And obviously you can then decide will it go via a chair or via the secretariat. I'm quite sure Carlton will be very happy to assist, and he is a very capable secretariat. So perhaps a small call. When is your next LACRALO meeting? I should know, but I don't have that calendar open.
I don't have it in mind. I can check this. But I am chatting right now with Carlton, so I'm going to... I think your suggestion is very would be very useful, and perhaps Carlton would be could be put this in mailing or in meeting. I don't know, but it seems to be soon.
Okay,
Matthias, do you know the date? It's not in my calendar for some reason, but 16th of October.
See, that's a little late.
It's the
16th. I think LACRALO to move on this probably between now and the 30th to give the full 3 weeks. I will leave. Matthias, can you and Nick ensure that Vanda is copied on this?
Sure.
So that if Andreas and Carlton are brought up to
Sylvia.
It might be quite appropriate for them to have their own conference call on that as a subcommittee.
Sure.
I'm sure we can make the Adigo tool available. Okay, have I missed anybody? Doesn't sound like it. Okay. Any other comments on the outreach and questionnaire activities, which feeds into both the content and indeed the logistics need to work on in Cairo?
Just, Sebastian, just one point. I added to the agenda, but it's also a good time to say that maybe it's for the LACRALO, it's important also to take contact with the Mexican ILS to start to involve them, because as it will be done in Mexico, it's better to have the local ILS to participate to the preparation of the summit.
Excellent point. Thank you, Sebastian. Who is the best it's, lead on that?
I can just tell you that I met with Alessandro Pisanti, who is the chair of ISOC Mexico, and is the ILS in Mexico, and he used to be the vice chair of the ICANN board, and he takes that into account. He will try to find somebody to take care of that as soon as possible. But if there are more than just me who chase him on that, it will be better, because we really need them, and it's a good time to do that at the level of the LACRALO, because I know that they answer the questionnaire, but it's good time to have them involved in that work.
Have we had a member of the Mexico ALS join any of our summit working group activities?
I don't think so that they participate for the moment. They answer the questionnaire, but I don't think that they are a member of any subgroup, or they didn't participate to this. I think they Alessandro was aware of the summit, but not so much. And I met him at the IGF meeting in Geneva last week, and last weekend, I think we need to follow up, to follow on that.
Might it be appropriate then, Sebastian, if you take that as an action item on behalf of us all?
I will.
I'm more than happy to make a formal invitation, as long as the working group is in agreement, for at least one person from the Mexico Planning sub committee to be part of our working group and meet with us in Cairo and between Cairo, obviously, and Mexico.
Is that the wish? I strongly support this.
Okay, Sebastian, it's all yours.
Okay, well, no problem.
Merci.
All right. Have we now got to the list of open summit questions? Do we need to discuss that further?
Can I just ask a question?
Nick.
Sorry.
Yes, Nick.
Yep. I'm not sure what did the space allocation thing actually. I think we kind of moved on. Maybe I missed something, but.
Sorry, please. You mean, what do you mean, space allocation?
Well, the first item was, you know, that the sort of the plan of the space plan.
Yes.
That spreadsheet that he sent to us of different plenaries and working groups and stuff like that.
Is that, I mean, is that it? Or I didn't really hear any discussion about that. It just sort of seemed to move on to other things. So I'm just wondering.
Nick, to me, it's a very good basis for a planning process. I must admit, as far as I can imagine, the whole summit in detail so far, for the moment, to me, it looks quite sufficient. But I have difficulties to imagine any further demands which may come up in Cairo in the detailed planning procedure.
Okay, because I'm just wondering, so just because I haven't said that before on this call, is the staff have to provide the board with an update on where planning is for Cairo. To do that, I have to provide a board paper well in advance of Cairo. So just so everyone is clear on what I can and cannot do is I have to give them some idea of what I have to give them as much as I can. And the more I give them, the more they're going to see that there's a lot going on and that things are proceeding. And so I'm kind of trying to generate some of that with this, and then I can use this to prepare a budget, you know, sort of a basic budget to see, you know, how things will be different from Cairo. And so that's kind of why I'm asking, is because I'm not sure that we're going to have another call of this group before I have to write that report, because I have to write it well in advance of the Cairo meeting.
Nick,
the board has to get things way in advance, and then I have people internally look at it and edit it and all this. So,
okay. Thanks, Nick. Go ahead, Darlene.
One thing, Nick, that I believe was changed in your second tab there where it says other at-large meetings, I believe Cheryl did reply to that some weeks ago and said that we should maybe cut them down a bit, some of the ALAC with others meetings. Isn't that right, Cheryl, or am I remembering that wrong?
No, no. That's
I thought that was for Cairo.
That is for Cairo.
Not for Mexico.
Oh, there you go. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
We need to focus on summit in Cairo, and Nick is talking about documentation that's going to be required in advance of Cairo on the Mexico planning on summit.
Yeah, I got that. I just misread your email saying as to which meeting it was for. I thought it was for Mexico, not Cairo. So there you go.
No. I was bumping off what are previously important bilateral meetings to focus on the summit in Cairo. A sacrifice the ALAC is willing to make because we know how important it is to get the summit right.
Thank you very much for that, by the way.
No problem. Okay. Do we have further discussion on this as a more than adequate, in my opinion, working draft?
There was a hand from Sebastian.
Sorry, when I had the spreadsheet open, it covered that. Please go ahead, Sebastian.
Yeah. It's we have two questions. If I am not wrong, we came back to the first point of our agenda, and we are looking to the spreadsheet on the room needed and the session we want to organize.
That is correct.
Okay. I didn't check, but I guess that Nick, when you set up the spreadsheet, you take into account what it's on the outline agenda we put on the table a few months ago, if not 1 year ago. I was just wondering if we don't need any in between full meeting room, because it seems to me that for the moment you have for the opening what you say opening plenary session, but it's also the all day of one biggest part of the first day. That's what you call opening plenary session, or it just it's 4 hours. But if you look to the Saturday outline agenda, it's more than 4 hours. Because
good point. So actually, we have an opening plenary session in the afternoon and an introductory.
But frankly, I think we need. No, I say it's a good basis, but we have also to take into account what was said, and that's not. It's interesting I don't remember the name of the people always. Our friend from North America, from New York, who writes saying that how we can handle in 10 minutes those subjects and why we didn't have pick up more subjects. And that's a good question. We have to answer that. If it's not for him, it's for us and for the whole summit and the whole ICANN, because what is our objective to this orientation on ICANN issue? We need to be sure that there are some paper issue already done in some specific point who are sent to the participants, and they must read it before, and we don't have to repeat. It's why it could be a short session. But on some issue, it's maybe not so short, and we have to be sure that it's just an orientation and that we will have to discuss some of those points during the summit in more detail, I guess.
Yes, that email Sebastian is referring to was from Danny Younger, and it was sent September 19th, and he made a really good point that the agenda shows a two-hour orientation on ICANN issues that covers 9 topics in 90 minutes with a 30-minute question and answer, which would make 10 minutes for each topic. And he asked, like, how do you cover 10 years' worth of WHOIS debates in 10 minutes? You know, and so he's asking, is it the goal to present a bland, watered-down Reader's Digest condensed version of the topics for ignorant attendees? Or is the objective to assume that participants are up to speed and are prepared to focus in on current considerations and ultimately to draft proposed policy on a narrowly targeted area, perhaps, for example, proxy services or something else?
Can we ask this group to answer those questions by discussion now? Is it?
Yeah, it's why I put that on the table. It's because we need to have this discussion now and to decide. It's why I don't want we shorten too much and we go to another point. My point of view is that I don't know if everybody will be on the right speed, but we need to have, for some issue paper, and we already have some in different languages, and it's quite easy for a lot of people, not everybody, but for a lot of people to read it before and to know about that. That's what I call the minimum they need to come with that knowledge. And then we want to be sure that everybody listens the same thing and that will allow a little bit more information and up-to-date information during the session. And for some of those subjects, we will take them into the breakout session. Then it's quite normal that it's a short time discussion. My main problem, it's not that it's short, it's that we may have more than 9 subjects to discuss, and that it will be too short then.
Thank you, Sebastian, and thank you, Nick, for adding introduction and orientation. To refresh the page, people will see that added now. Might I ask both Evan and Wolf, in that order, as leads of the two subcommittees, how they respond to those particular questions, the A and B choice posed by Danny. Evan?
Okay. I don't have an answer to A. How do you cover 10 years' worth of Who Is debates in 10 minutes? What I want to
I do, you don't.
but what I want to do is I've in addition to my other fun from today, I've also had my email down for the better part of the last 2 days. So I've only had another look at Nick's chart over the last few minutes. I want to have another look at that and with an eye to seeing what we can do about some of those things. In addition, I recall being one of the people that asked for an orientation. And what I had in mind was more a matter of ICANN culture rather than ICANN issues. You had a bunch of people that were unfamiliar with ICANN as a matter of the how you deal with people, the culture, the way things are done. I was thinking of it more almost as almost a first week of college type of orientation as opposed to trying to bring ignorant people up to speed totally in a short period of time. So I thought of it as more of a cultural as a cultural welcome to ICANN more than anything else. That was my take on it when I first suggested an orientation.
Thank you for that, Evan. Wolf?
Well, I basically agree with what Sebastian raised. I think people who are not prepared via several handouts, we can provide via several links, we can offer, etc. We cannot make a roundup of the whole ICANN history of 10 years as a introduction or as an orientation session. To me, the summit planning was much more what is the need of the audience, what is the need of the ALSs, what are their particular topics or hot spots they want to discuss. And I think we cannot manage both tasks in the limited time such a summit offers.
Thank you for that. Can I call for other comments by any participants now? Andreas, perhaps, what do you feel, why do you think we should be going one way or the other with a summit? Okay. In the absence of Andreas, who would normally jump in fairly quickly, Rudy or Sebastian, your responses?
Can I say something in the absence of
Evan? You may have a second bite, of course.
Okay. One of the things I was also hoping for this original orientation would be more a matter of finding out the people that were coming. That is, by show of hands, finding out where the interests of people were, where the strengths were of our group, where the lack of interest was in the group. The intention that I thought perhaps was that this was not going to be so much a matter of frontal learning, but having the summit organizers sort of face-to-face with the people that we are supposedly serving and finding out what they want from us. And thinking perhaps there's, if there's any opportunity to do any minor fine-tuning to accommodate, the bulk of the needs of the people that are there. I'm not saying we're going to be able to make a lot of last-minute changes, But obviously, this has to be an interactive thing. This is not going to be a matter of expert speakers that are putting their views on the summit attendees. If we start from the very beginning by making this interactive, what do you want to get out of this kind of thing? The orientation is not just a matter of the people that are coming to the summit for the first time finding about ICANN, but also the people in at large finding a little bit more out about their ALSs.
And each other, indeed.
Yes, Cheryl. I would like to strongly support this motion by Evan. I think the summit shouldn't be a one-way road where the oldies teach the newbies how everything goes or is not working well, etc. I think it should be a two-ways directed thing. For this reason, I was thinking about, and this comes back to the room planning of Nick. I think we should we would need one room. I would suggest for an evening session, an open evening session, maybe in a plenary room, to offer a kind of a market or a poster session for our ALSs. To demonstrate with posters, with information material, with whatever they have in their hand or on the computers, the kind of work they are doing in their everyday life. This gives us a unique chance to better get to know and to better understand the variety and the pluralism among the ALSs we represent.
I think that is a enlightened and marvelous proposal, but then I'm biased along those lines. What does the rest of the group think on that?
Joined.
I'm met by absolute silence. Do I take that as an agreement that Wolf's proposal for a show-and-tell opportunity for the ALSs would be a good, not just networking, but information and PR exercise.
You can expect that people are going to talk for about 5 or 10 minutes apiece, and if there's 75 ALSs, that you're going to have to at least provide for 2 hours for that.
I think Wolf was suggesting it more as a an information bazaar or...
Yes, exactly. I was not talking about a real plenary session. In that case, you would be right, Dalit. No, I really was talking about a market situation, a bazaar, an exhibition, where we have tables and where ALSs can present their work they are normally doing. And everybody has a chance to walk around and to look what is there, what are these people doing. For example, I have a kind of an idea what the European ALS is, what European RALO members are doing. But I have not so much a clue about North America, Latin America. I have no idea about Asia Pacific or Africa. And I would be extremely curious to get to know in detail a contact person from African ALSs, etc., and see what they are doing in their environment.
Can I suggest that we pursue this very specifically? I think it should get conceptual agreement, but we work on this specifically in Cairo. And, for example, I know Howa was involved in the Sphere project meeting that ISOC ran in Paris. And one of a similar activity was undertaken. It was a slightly smaller one in a shorter period of time, but where each of the subgroups of that Sphere project literally set up in a corner of the room with materials and a whiteboard, and people moved between those 3 points. And I envisage that is the type of thing you are discussing or suggesting.
What I, in addition to Wolf, what Wolf say, I think we need also to ask the LSEs to come with some materials. It could be interesting to have if one LSS is printing something or have an exhibition of something else or whatever, that they come with some part of what they are doing, and it could be interesting just to put on a table to allow people to watch at that and then to discuss with those LSEs and to exchange experiences.
Okay.
Just a thought.
Go ahead, Nick.
I think it's a wonderful idea. I think we should just make sure that there are a sufficient number of organizations who would contribute to it to be sure what could be offered, but it's something that it seems like this could be actually something that is part of the main conference. Not, I wouldn't do it, you know, if there are a number of groups who want to do this, who are able to bring things, maybe it should be something that's done later in the week during the main meeting, in a central space where people are often there. It could be a permanent sort of thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we need to discuss the fine tuning of the concept in far greater detail, but I think in general terms the opportunity for this would be a very valuable exercise, both between ALSs and between the at-large movement and the rest of the ICANN constituency. Maybe something as simple as coming with a poster, or it could be a PowerPoint presentation just running continuously.
Yeah.
Okay. Evan. Coming back to respond, I'm just laughing.
What, Evan, are you talking about the trade show part or the... or the seating style?
No comment.
Can I come back to Danny's somewhat inflammatory language, where he asks, is it the goal
Andres Piazza.
A bland, watered-down Reader's Digest condensed version? My immediate response is yes. But it won't be bland. It won't be watered down. It will be succinct. It will be accurate. It will be entertaining. And it will be useful.
Yeah.
Left.
I see.
But it is a cliff notes version for those who have used the cribs. When you haven't read the book, you can read the synopsis. Yes, that is part of the aim. That's very valid. As Evan has just said, one person's dumbed down is another person's accessible. It's an empowerment exercise where they can then move from the summit part of their activities in Mexico to being a confident and capable participant in the ICANN meeting that follows. One would hope that the public workshop being held during Mexico will be showing the practical input and the benefit of the summit, with so many of the ALSs coming to the microphone or presenting small group or unified views or asking meaningful and important questions, that we will no longer have the criticism of us only ever being interested in process and not policy.
Sure.
Further discussions on our reactions and responses to Danny's questions?
Just to say that we I tried to translate to our in the in the Skype windows, and she just says that the idea of allowing LSS to show what they are doing and to bring some material will it's a good idea, and it will help, or it could give possibly some idea to other LSEs, and then it could be a good time to exchange between LSEs. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Thank you, Hawa, for that. There will be an opportunity, I suspect, for like-minded groups to have interests that are shared to then go on and create both within region and across region active working groups on topics. And I think this is very exciting, where we find the role of the RALOs and indeed the ALAC could become more of a facilitation one, assisting the ALSs to do the work that we all know we need done. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I find ourselves 8 minutes over the hour from our start time and some 18 minutes after our expected close. Can I ask, are there other parts of the agenda that you feel we have not adequately covered in today's call?
There's lots of ground we need to cover, but I think we can take some of that to email, Skype, and to other forms of communications.
Indeed. I think that's very important. One thing that we must do is set a next meeting, however. Hawa, can you star 6 and mute your phone, please?
On t'entend sur la ligne, on t'entend parler sur le chat, là, il faudrait que tu mutes ton téléphone. Éteins ton téléphone.
Nick, we mute Howard, please?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Thank you, Nick. Great. Okay, so we obviously, as Evan just said, we need to do intersessional work on all of these agenda items. We also need to have a perhaps an opportunity for each of the subcommittees, if they wish to have a call, and certainly the working group as a whole. How do you wish to go forward with this? Do you wish to meet in the first or second week of October? And if so, will we set up a doodle to look at that?
I suggest to see how far we can take things with email and just sort of play it by ear. I don't know if we have to formalize something at this time.
Okay. Wolf, as the other lead, what's your view on that?
I would also prefer the second week, because in the first week of October I'm not in Switzerland.
Okay.
But I strongly support the idea to have another teleconf in between and before Cairo.
Right. Well, would we be looking then perhaps mid October?
Mid October would be perfect.
Evan, would that be of use to your subcommittee as well?
I intend to, as soon as the weekend, start work on some other things, analysis of Nick's grid, and to do some work along those lines. I mean, the timing sounds fine. I just see that as, you know, as one sort of milestone in what we're doing, as opposed to, you know, the only time we're meeting.
Oh, of course, yes. The intersessional work has to be quite intense. But I do think just about every conference I've ever helped organise at this point, you're pretty well meeting fortnight. And it's more of a reporting of what's been happening than it is a generation of work.
How about coinciding this with the deadline of the surveys on the 22nd?
No, that's too late.
I think it might be a little... we might be able to do a bit more aggressive follow-up if we meet... what are you suggesting, Darlene? 15th?
Yeah, any time during that week is fine with me, and I think it's about exactly what right. And in my mind, Evan, I mean, if we do have a meeting, then those of us that are working on things, we know we have to have reports done by the meeting, and it kind of goads you to, you know, get the lead out and do it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that is the reality of the volunteer world, yeah.
No, that's fine.
Okay, well, we'll set up a doodle for the week of the 13th of October. I would probably suggest something in the 13, 14, 15. And is this time appropriate?
Yes.
Okay. What is it in UTC? 22. Now, tell me what time it is in the UTC world now. Oh, don't worry about it. I'll just do the same time as this one.
It is now 9:22.
9:22, yeah.
Oh, it'll be 0800 UTC. Okay, sold. We will put up a doodle, and I look forward to a flurry of activity. It would be, I believe, Nick, highly useful in the preparation of your board paper if the two subcommittees could feed to you what they are doing between now and the next meeting?
Yeah. Please. Yeah, if there's anything I need to...
Okay. All right, then. And we are going to obviously have to work with AFRALO, and I'd suggest we probably, again, set up a small doodle to work out when we can do that with Howard. Okay, thank you. 2000 UTC. That's fine. It's all early to me. All right. Well, thank you all very much. And let's get this show on the road and get this second run of ALS responses to the questionnaires moving.
Okay.
Just one point, yep. Sorry, about the next meeting. Just take care that we will be in the middle of changing the hour in different parts of the world. Then check the UTC time, the right one for this meeting, and the real time for your part of the world, because October it's a mess.
Okay, so it's a daylight savings issue?
Yes.
Okay. And that's all of that week, is it?
I don't remember exactly when it is, but it depends on countries and depends on where it's done and when it's done. Then we have just to be aware that it could create some trouble, then we have to take care of that.
Okay. When we set up the doodle, I'm assuming Matthias will set this up, the new ability for people to pull down their local time, that should get beyond that, shouldn't it?
I hope so, yeah.
Okay, Matthias, the most recent doodle that I was involved in, I think you set it up, Matthias, it was useful because I could select my local time zone, so that may help Sebastian to minimise those problems.
All right, sure, I'll do that.
Okay.
I've just sent a link for a website that I find extremely helpful for coordinating multiple time zone meeting dates.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, thanks, Evan.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you all. And I look forward to an amazing Saturday in Cairo.
Okay.
Night, everybody.
Thanks
bye.
A lot.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Cheryl.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Darlene.
Left.
Evan Leibovich.
Left.
Matthias.
Left. Left.
Seb.
Left.